Hello everyone, it's Yana here with Gen Twin, and it's the 8th of February today, Sunday, and it's been a fairly busy one. I went out this morning to help someone we know, a teenager, with his German GCSE, and then on the way back I went via town because I had to pick up a bit of fruit from Waitrose, yes, amazingly, I don't seem to be the only mum who does that on a Sunday morning, because I saw quite a few of them, I know, sometimes with and sometimes without children. My children were busily doing the homework at home under Simon's guidance, and so that was all done when I returned. And then in the afternoon, as a treat, we went to see Big Hero 6 in the cinema, which was a bit of an adventure, because halfway through the film, they stopped the film and we all had to get out, and then they said it was a false alarm and we were allowed back in and continued watching the film, which also made me realise that there was actually one thing that I've forgotten that I carry around with me in my rucksack, conveniently forgotten, that my glasses live in there. I hardly ever wear them. I only really wear them to the cinema, or if I'm tired, or if I go on a long drive, then I often find them useful. And I particularly need them for computer screens, though. It's curious. I can stare at my MacBook Air at home for as long as I want, and never have any problems. But the PC screen at work, either short or long, my eyes start getting tired and the letters start dancing, so I need to put the glasses on to keep them all in line. So that's also something for my handbag, but that was February 7, which leads me to February 8. How did you hear about February? And I honestly cannot remember. I've been on Audioboo long enough to have seen a few Faboris. So I reckon it was either that it was people in my followed stream that they were doing the challenge, or someone talked about doing the challenge, and that it was coming up, or Simon told me. I have to say that's where I get my news from. So it was the oldest of marketing techniques, word of mouth. That's how I found out. But I can't remember how exactly. Right. Anyway, I'll leave it there for today. I hope you all had a good weekend, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.